I'm here from all over the place.
All right, so we move to about executive session. Is that the protocol?
Yes.
Anything else? Jerry, is there anything else I'm supposed to say?
That there was no official action taken during.
No official action taken during executive session of the IEP. All right. Next item on the agenda is director's comments. Ted?
Thank you, Chair. Just very quickly, we continue to move forward on evaluating projects. We are, based on our report, we are still working with potential mining companies for resource development projects, looking at an oil processing facility that we may be coming back to the board either in late April. Jim's nodding his head. And also attached are our loan activity reports, and I'm available to answer any questions that the board may have, Chair.
Okay, I'm sure there's some questions about it. So Gary's going to stand up. Gary?
So, Ted, on page 2 of your report to us, you speak of Ada working with Vigor and the shipyard.
Yes.
And building a new metal pavilion. How are we reimbursed for that? How do we get our money out of that?
Actually, on that, Gary, is that that was a state appropriation.
Right.
So that is a pass-through through us to build the facility. The facility becomes our asset, and then it would be paid back through the lease payments. And again, as lease payments, as we stated before, we get a 1% of net for our 1% gross profit for repairs, maintenance, and then a lease formula payment. And that is when the facility starts making a certain amount, 7%, over 7%, then we get to share in the revenue. And so far, that facility has not made that. I can give you a report next week or next time if you'd like to see how those formulas are. But so far, we've been getting, now we'll be getting reimbursed for our day-to-day costs. We get 1% gross profit. And then when the company starts making a profit over 7% on a 3-year average, then we get a share of that revenue. And that's the base contract that's been there since we've owned the property. So in essence, how we've been getting paid back for our entity is that Vigor, not really, but Alaska Shipyard, mm-hmm. has been very successful in getting federal money to build out our facility. So we actually own the facility, the $50 to $60 million that the federal government has put in, has been building our asset.
I guess I'm thinking down the pike, if indeed they build the to do Alaska Class Ferry, that's probably one.
We will start getting revenue sharing, yeah. Definitely, based on that. And that is the whole goal, and they are negotiating with the state right now.
When is the report, and thank you for the answer, when is the report due to us on the LNG, gas to liquids consultant study?
Jim, I would have to ask you, when do you believe that will be completed?
End of the summer.
End of the summer?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Are there any other questions?
Mike, are you with us?
I am, Mr. Chair.
Do you have any questions of Ted on the basically as a update reports to us?
No, I think I'm good, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
All right.
Chair, could I have a request? I guess we were just, our team was just talking to Jerry, and it's been stated that we would need a resolution to do the early work that we were discussing, and I'm not sure when we could get that to the board, but on the 24th, is that going to be quick enough?
Well,
know that you needed any ceiling.
But if we did, I may request a quick teleconference. This just came.
Well, let's see what comes out. I would encourage not to do that.
I understand, Chair.
That, you know, it's only 3 weeks away to the 24th. So.
But I will. I just wanted to let you know that there could be a reason to. I'm not saying that we are, and I will be working with you, Chair.
All right, Crystal.
Real quick, in a couple places, this Entrex 2014 report is a source for this IEP construction. Where can we get that report?
Cardinal.
Is it the Cardinal? Yeah, Entrex 2014.
The Cardinal report is on the website, and if you're talking about the economic report.
No, this is the 2014.
I have to.
Yeah, I'll show you.
Okay.
But if you could kind of direct me to that, because I'd like to kind of do a little bit more research. And then my last question is, when we're doing these terms and conditions, what's kind of the protocol for fee? Because application fee, sometimes I see 5, sometimes I see 10. As a new board member, what's the factor there for
the fee is set by regulation and the size of the loan. So I could send you the...
Because I see the closing costs are, but the application fee doesn't reference a regulation. So that was just one question. And then do we charge for a conversion from a one type of loan to a longer loan? Is there any kind of conversion fee there?
There would not be on these loans because they were designed to be that way. But on loan participations where we do make changes, we do have fees. And I would have to go back on the... A regular sets loan, we have fees for changes.
But okay.
Again, these are not...
I'm just trying to see the consistency.
Right. And
just to kind of look.
With these loans, they're not going to be consistent with other loans that we have because of the... Actually, in the SB 23, they state specifically that the board can waive fairly much almost any regulation that we have to... make this project work.
Okay.
Is the bottom line.
Okay.
So
this is kind of unique.
This is
okay. Well, thank you for that clarification.
Very unique.
I do have one question under item number 5, Ted.
Yes.
Is the Investment Measurement Service quarterly review. Is it standard practice that you bring at some point every year in front of the board to review it?
At the end of the chair, at the end of the year is normally when we have Michael Leary come up from Callan.
Okay. And when you say end of the year, that would that be first quarter of the following year to review what happened in the past year?
It's the usually during that type of time period.
All right. Okay. I just wanted all the board members then know that we get a quarterly report, but there is an annual review. Mm-hmm. So.
And at any point in time that the board felt that they wanted a review, we can also bring Michael Leary up at any point, too.
Okay. Great, thank you. Next on your next regular scheduled board meeting is April, Thursday, April 24th. So that's on our agenda here to look at. And then item number 8 would be board comments. Gary, did you have anything for comments?
Just for the record, recognize and appreciate Vigor's report on employment that we asked for a couple of years ago. It was sort of like asking what time it is and getting told how to build a watch. So it was 43 pages, but done for somebody else. But what we wanted was this front page. So just pass that on. I recognize it's part of the record and thank them for that. So I was thinking about the conflict of interest issue. So today, as we sit here today, if you have a conflict of interest, you're required to disclose it by statute, by regulation. What makes him disclose his conflict? And if he doesn't, what is the penalty?
Who's him? It would be like for me.
Just to use an example, Ted, if he has a conflict of interest in something, he's required to disclose it, and that requirement is created by statute? Or
yes.
Ethics Act,
yes.
Oh, okay.
Not just Ted, but every 8 employees is bound by the Ethics Act.
Okay, and they're required to disclose that to the board?
No, they're required to disclose it to their ethics supervisor. Kevin's ethics supervisor is the chair of the board.
I see.
And then he's not supposed to take any action unless he gets clearance from the ethics supervisor and or the Department of Law. There's an ethics attorney assigned to answer questions and advise. And if he gets clearance, then he can go ahead, or he can be told he can't participate in that.
And the
I was just going to say, I file a quarterly ethics report for the agency with
him. Then the state also has an ethics reporting form. And so, like in commerce, because I used to be a commerce ethics officer, you get a stack of forms and people say they're on a nonprofit board, supposed to report that. They're not always really complex. So it's a different process than APOC. APOC's having you list, like, your real estate and a bunch of things that really aren't ethics, per se. They're financial disclosures. Okay. And so the ethics disclosures are more potential complex, like being on a board.
Okay, that helps. Thank you.
Are there any other comments from board members?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, can I?
Go ahead, Mike.
Thanks. I realize we're in a bit of uncharted territory with stand-up utility like IGU, where the board's being asked to consider loans or financial incentives under SB 23 and take a little bit different tack than we would. I just encourage it as we go forward and continue to look at how we will support IGU to look for other alternative or creative collateral mechanisms by working with the Fairbanks North Star Borough or the cities that are affected. And I just think this one, we understand the policy reasons for it, but it is putting us in a bit of a tricky position.
You bet.
I think passing Senate Bill 2023 put us in a tricky position. Is that fair to say?
Uncharted.
Yeah.
You're the captain.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, okay, what ocean we're in. Any other comments? I'll intend a motion for adjournment.
Move to adjourn.
A second.
Hearing no opposed, we are adjourned. Next up is...